Hey guys, welcome to Chapter Review, and this is your host, Andre Patrick Smith.
And Ian Ayala. The chapter we are reviewing is Chapter 21 of the book, The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. Going to talk about characterization. So the characters for this chapter are Aisha, Seven, Chris, Maya, Devante, Mav, Lisa, and Star, and Kenya. We get some character progressions throughout the chapter, such as Seven turning on his own mother. And then you also have Chris and Maya meeting Kenya, and I believe they are now friends.
Now, for the moon of the and the tone of chapter 21, we start off as happy because everybody's happy that Seven's graduating and that it's his birthday. And, you know, everybody's happy, dancing, having a great time until Aisha arrives. That's when the mood changes to angry because Aisha is mad at Seven because he didn't invite her to the party. And, you know, Seven doesn't like his mom that much. They don't have a great relationship because she always chose King over her own son, Seven. And, you know, Seven said that he's ashamed of her. And, you know, they get into this huge argument, which leads to a lot of conflict and drama in the chapter. And then after that, Big Mav, Kenya, and Star, they have this talk with, you know, Seven about how the way he reacted and the way he acted towards his mom, which was pretty cruel. And then after that, the mood goes from sad to happy again because, you know, after that, everybody just forgot about it. And going back to the party, you know, trying not to stick on to the past, and everybody's happy for Seven, and that's it. The propelling incident of chapter 21 is, of course, Seven and Aisha's argument. Because, like, from earlier when I said this, this leads to a lot of conflict and drama in the chapter because Seven and Aisha get this huge argument over Seven not inviting her to the party and Seven being ashamed of his mom because, you know, she's always choosing King over her own son. And this leads to a lot of, you know, drama, conflict, and sadness in the chapter. And then, but, you know, in the end, everybody's happy again. Everybody, you know, forgets about it because it was a huge incident that happened at the party. And I think it's very important in the chapter. The propelling quote of chapter 21 is when Seven said, "You're freaking right, I'm ashamed of you." Now, I think that's the propelling quote of chapter 21 because after Seven said that, it leads to a lot of drama, and it also leads to him and his mom getting into a big argument because Aisha was sad and disappointed and kind of angry that her son would say that he's ashamed of her even though she's a deadbeat and she always chose King over her own son, Seven.
My favorite part of chapter 21 is when Seven and Aisha got into a fight. Seven didn't invite Aisha to his graduation party, and Aisha showed up to the party talking about how she didn't get invited. Seven later says she didn't show up to his graduation. He also talked about how he is ashamed of her and tells her that she is a deadbeat mom and how she always chooses King over him. It is a huge fight that made Aisha leave and Seven cry.
My thoughts for chapter 21 are, I think the way that Seven acted towards his mother could have been a lot better because he didn't have to go off on her saying that she's a deadbeat and that he's ashamed of her. Because even though she was a deadbeat and she always chose King over him. She still loves him no matter what. And, you know, I can relate to that because my older brother, he has a different dad than I do. And growing up, my older brother barely knew his father as much as I did and barely hung out with him, you know. My brother really didn't get to meet his father that much. So, yeah. I think the big idea here in chapter 21 is success, because it's not often you see minorities growing up in poverty or the hood graduating from high school or growing up to have successful careers. And, you know, like LeBron James, he grew up without a father, and he also grew up in inner city poverty, and now he's in the NBA winning championships, MVPs and stuff. You know, he's giving back to the community like a great person would.
The literary devices used in chapter 21 are irony, personification, and touch. Irony is used when Kenya becomes friends with Chris and Maya. You do not expect this because Kenya's dad is King, a drug dealer, and Chris and Maya have good parents and live in the rich white neighborhoods. Personification is used when Lyra comes to 7 graduation party. The piece of evidence used is she runs swim, the ball-shaped ponytail holders on her hair bouncing. This is personification because hair does not bounce. The sensory detail touch is used when Star hands Big Mav the phone. The evidence is I hand him the phone. Some new vocabulary we learn in chapter 21 are jittery, dysfunction, makeshift, and atrocity. Jittery means nervous or unable to relax. Caffeine makes me jittery is a sentence. Dysfunction means a deviation from the norms of social behavior in a way regarded as bad. A sentence for this is family dysfunction led to drug use by the oldest son and life of crime for the youngest. Makeshift means sufficient for the time being. A sentence for this is arranging a row of chairs to make a makeshift bed. Atrocity means an extremely wicked or cruel act. A sentence for this is the soldier's act of atrocity earned him a dishonorable discharge from the military and a 50-year prison sentence. Chapter summary is basically there's a party at 7 and it's for the graduation. All his friends are invited and Star brings Maya and Chris, and Kenya becomes friends with Chris and Maya. Then later on, Aisha comes over and she gets all mad and she gets into a big fight with 7. That leads to some chaos. 7 ends up crying. Aisha leaves basically mad. And basically, afterwards, they just have some cake and enjoy the night.
Finally, the last part of this podcast is the theme. Now, trust me, this podcast was hard. We had multiple retakes and mess-ups, stutters, and screw ups, and I'm pretty sure you guys are sitting there laughing at us right now. This is serious and this is hard. Me and Ian got to the point where we wanted to quit doing this podcast. Now, the theme for chapter 21. The theme for chapter 21 is don't let anything get in the way of your success, no matter what. No matter how bad it is, an injury, death, nothing, okay? And this relates to the chapter because 7, you know, even though he lives in the hood and he has a deadbeat mom kicked him out of the house and he had to live with Star, he didn't let that get in the way of his success. You know, his success was him graduating from high school. Now he's going to go off to college and do some computer stuff and become a great man.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. make sure to become tuned in.
Yeah, hopefully you guys had a great time, and, you know, tune in for the next episode.
This is sponsored by Nike. Thank you.